When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors and Bing's guests, Jimmy Stewart and Kay Starr. And now, with April showers plummeting down upon us and puddling the pavements, here's Philco's old rubber boot, Bing Crosby.
Ken, every boot must have a heel, and I appreciate your company.
Oh. No, I meant old rubber boot as a term of endearment.
Well, that's better. Thank you, Ken. You're a dear.
Thank you.
But spring is wonderful, isn't it? Isn't it grand? Takes us back to the days when we were kids.
Ah, sentimental journey.
Quite a trip, too. Yeah. But oh, to be a boy again. Ah, now that April's here. Do you remember, Ken, kicking off your shoes and walking down an old country road, squishing the mud through your toes?
You can still do that.
Yes, but now it seems so messy. But now, Ken, it's tune time, and our opening selection is called If You Stub Your Toe on the Moon.
It's kind of tough to stub your toe on the moon, isn't it?
Just a few of us who can do it. Superman, Buck Rogers, the cow who jumped over thee, and myself. Tonight, I will be accompanied by the Rhythm Heirs, a charming group of toe stubbers, if I've ever seen one, in green chartreuse. What is that? Grand, are we ready, John?
Nothing to be ashamed of if you stub your toe on the moon. When a dream's at the top of the sky, well, you just have to jump pretty high. But don't give up too soon if you stub your toe on the moon.
Now you take Addie Adjetz.
Who's Addie Adjetz?
Stand by, young Addie Adjetz loved making gadgets. Life needs some new things, was his claim. Hoped one or two things might bring fame. This is the last time you'll hear Harry's name. Nobody's mentions Harry's inventions. But do you think that got him down?
No!
Here comes the end when you've gadgets to mend. He's the best repairman in town. So there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Nothing to be ashamed of
if you stub your toe on the moon.
Stub your toe on the moon, though it may be a blow to your pride.
You're a hero because, well, you tried.
So don't give up too soon if you stub your toe on the moon. If you stub your toe on the moon.
Oh, very good, Rhythm Heirs. You too.
Thank you, Ken. I thought it had sort of a very springtimey bounce myself.
Yeah, now that spring is here, I guess you're all set for the great outdoors, huh?
But I am, Ken. I got my Airex spinning rod and reel all set up, ready to go. The croquet mallets are freshly painted. The canoe is all patched with fresh birch bark. My butterfly net is rewoven. I've put new ropes in the hammock, polished up the camp stove, and I've just finished putting three coats of varnish on my ukulele.
Oh, you gotta have that, sure.
Oh, yes.
You're all set for the whole summer.
Whole summer? Yeah. Those are merely the basic items for our first picnic next Sunday.
Well, how can you carry all that stuff?
We are a large family, Ken. Oh, I just yell safari and our homegrown native bears grab bundles. Off we go into the jungles of Griffith Park.
Well, Bing, it seems to me you've overlooked a very important and useful item to take along on picnics and all outdoor trips.
You mean, of course...
Yes. A Philco portable radio.
That's understood, Ken. The Philco portable is the first thing we pack ahead of the groceries.
Well, I should hope so. After all, a Philco portable is a must on any outdoor trip. You can keep up with the news, athletic events, and your favorite program.
I think that right here a few words on the Philco portable ought to be in order. That big
buildup. Bing, it's wonderful how those Philco portables get around. And folks, it's open season on portables right now. So if you're getting ready for a spring safari, take along Philco's famous 602. It's Philco quality all the way through. Gets you more stations all along the dial. Tunes them in sharper and clearer. And it's a three-way portable with powerhouse performance on battery or AC or DC. A real eye catcher, too, in a stylish plastic cabinet that comes in your choice of four smart colors. Get yours now and get set for spring trips. Ask for the Philco 602, the quality portable. From the world's largest radio manufacturer, Philco, the leader.
Here's a tune categorized as ballad populaire, and it's currently going great in Box's juke. Oh, once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever fascinated by her, set your heart afire to stay. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up the list for Amy, ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over and just quits cold. Ah, but once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever sweetly you romance her, trouble is the answer will be that Amy'd rather be in love with me. In the canary cage this evening, we've corralled a charming chirper, lady who's cut a caper with us on several occasions in the past, currently being acclaimed by the nickel droppers among the coin machine mob and the shellac spinners who are snatching up her platters and listeners who latch on to her radio show. It's a pleasure to present Miss Kay Starr. Slip out and curtsy, Kay. Hmm?
Thank you, Dave.
Kay, may I say that you're the picture of health. Your eyes are flashing, your teeth gleaming, your cheeks bright and sparkling. You really glimmer.
Yeah, listen, please. You make me sound like a neon sign.
Well, whatever you're advertising, I'll buy. Maybe it's the spring air or something, Kay. But anyhow, when you were a little girl in Oklahoma, did you used to take off your shoes and run around barefooted like we boys did?
Well, when I was a little girl, I never had any shoes.
Don't they sell them in Oklahoma?
Oh, sure. Mama used to order them for me, but they never could catch me to put them on.
Well, we've got you cornered now, complete with shoes and song copy. The title thereof?
You Broke Your Promise.
Oh, yes, a new recording of yours, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Starr is supported by Mr. Trotter and men in a very colorful arrangement, I think you'll find.
You broke your promise, oh yes. You broke your promise, and now I'm all alone and promise, oh yes, you broke your promise, and that is how you broke my heart. You swore you'd be my true blue steady, but now you've gone and faded already. You swore you'd be my loving papa, but the lie you told was a great big whopper. You broke your promise. You broke your promise, now I'm all alone and so blue. You said you love me, yeah, but not a word you said was to come true. You promised you'd be mine forever, and we would never, never, never part. But you know that you have broken your promise. Oh yes, you broke your promise, and that is how you broke my heart. I find your love's not worth a dime. You've gone and done it every time. You broke my heart. You broke it right in two.
Thank you. Ah, that was very good, Kay.
Say, that gal really can sing.